1, 2, 3, 4. Local sound fine. How you doing, Paul?
Tension. Yeah, I think that's good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We are so excited. By the way, as you can see, Dave and Phil are going to play a little on the quiet side, so that means if you guys can keep it on the quiet side, that would make it a beautiful experience for everybody. We've got a nice little outside area if you need to go out and chat or smoke or whatever it is you do out there. So very nice to see a lot of old friends from the back in the day, young old friends, and we have such a beautiful music community here in Los Angeles, and certainly these guys have helped to build that community. And Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know, we always play music this early in the day. 7 days a week, Phil comes over to my house. We just sit around and play early in the morning. And then we take our naps. Good morning. How are you? Thank you all for coming here to Garrett Callum's Mimosa North Hollywood Shindig here. All right, we're gonna do some. We're gonna play some blues. Here's a song from our first album we've made together in 30 years. This is a Big Bill Brunzi song called "All by Myself."
Lock up and deal with And now I'm on the phone, boys, and I'm doing time all by myself.
All by myself.
Oh, by myself.
Yeah, by myself.
I don't need no one to help me, I can do it all by myself.
Songs written by Big Bill Brunsey, because my brother and I never argue about anything anymore.
Yeah, we don't anymore.
We have come to total harmony and bliss. We have reached a state of brotherhood that the city of Philadelphia is very envious of. But if we did argue, one thing we would not argue about is Big Bill Brunsey. So we're going to do another Big Bill Brunsey song here. This is maybe his most well-known composition, a thing called Key to the Highway.
Thank you.
cause I'm doing West Texas tonight. Got to get home tonight. Come on down to West Texas. I'm away behind the sun. I'm gonna ask the good Lord, what evil have I done? So give me one more kiss, mama. Yeah, before I go. Cause when I leave this town, you know I won't be back no more.
Sunday morning, coming down or coming up, we're going to do a song that's very appropriate. This is a Big Bill. It's one of the earliest things he ever recorded, and it's always better in tune, usually. Come on, baby, don't embarrass me in North Hollywood. So close to Nudies, and so close to the old Palomino. I'll play out of tune near the Palomino. Anyway, this is a Big Bill Brunzi song that's very appropriate. Like I said, this is a thing called Saturday Night Rub. One, two, three, four. Thank you. thank you very much. We're going to deviate after we get done here. That joke worked in Minneapolis. Apparently you guys are too hip. We're going to deviate from the Big Bill Brunzi songbook for a couple of songs here. And do a couple different ways of playing the blues. And we're going to do a song that we've never recorded. That may be a good thing. But we're going to do it anyway. This is a song written by a friend of ours, the immortal Willie Dixon. It was first recorded by Led Zeppelin. Yeah, it was first recorded by Sonny Bo Williams. Albums, which is a joke for you record collectors. And this is back when I was a member of his orchestra, the Blasters. This is a song that was originally written and recorded in the 1920s by a man known as the Blue Yoker, called the father of country music, but to me he is the father of white blues. This is an old Jimmie Rodgers song. Songbook here, because Big Bill Brunsey had a very penetrating eye, and he could see things, and he'd write songs about them, and some of them, well, anyway, this is a song that is very penetrating. It's true. It was true back when he wrote it in the 1930s, and it's true today, and it'll sadly probably be true a million years from now. This is a thing called The Stuff They Call Money.
Thank you.
going to do one more here. And again, thank you all for coming out and sharing this. This is a really kind of nice place. I've never been here. Anyway, thank you. I hope the mimosas were good. Phil and I aren't quite sure what mimosas are, but whatever they are, have some more. Well, we're going to do a song here. That was originally recorded by, or sung by, I should say, originally sung by Big Phil Alvin. And it was written by Big Little Dave Alvin. It's gonna be out of tune, but you know what? That never stopped us before. Thank you very much. You are exceedingly kind. Whatever a mimosa is and whatever is in a mimosa. Yeah, apparently it works. You may have to get me. There's some people here that have known me a long time, and they know that it's probably best that I don't have anything called a mimosa. Anything heavier than light beer, and suddenly it's 1981. But not in the good way. I don't know what we're going to do here. I don't think Chris would approve. Let's see if we can do a couple.
Sure.
We're going to do a big Bill Frenzy song that he recorded in 1929, and it may or may not have been the first rock and roll record, but it was certainly the first rockabilly record. This is a song called How You Want It Done.
Get the satisfaction, be now here.
to stand up and testify, Bill. They're all blasted. You can do it. You know,
sure, I can do it.
You know, we almost lost Bill a couple of years back, and I am extremely, extremely, extremely proud to be on any stage with him.
We didn't lose Dave a couple of years back, but I'm very proud of being on stage with him. I'm very proud of him for what he's done.
We almost lost him 24 years ago, but no. Come to the hospital? No, I'm too busy. Anyway, one of the things I love about my brother, besides his astounding wit, is he's been here this morning bright and early, and he has sung Big Bill Brunzy, he's done Sonny Boy Williamson, he's done... What? He's done... all right. One of the things that he did, he got up early this morning and he sang... Big Bill Brunzy, Sonny Bo Williamson, Jimmy Rogers, and even Dave Alvin. Not many guys can do all that and then hopefully do this. Sitting down early in the morning. But,
All right, let's hear it once again for Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin. All right, was that a show or what? Something very special here we have today. It's not even 2 o'clock. One thing I would like to say, Dave had mentioned that he almost lost Phil. The fact of the matter, he was just in the bathroom. They found him like a couple minutes later, so it wasn't that big of a deal. Thank you very much. By the way, if you want to hear more music from Phil and Dave Alvin, they have CDs for sale in the back corner. Mr. Rex Harrison will help you with those. Also, if you want to hear more great music, you can always tune into KCRW tonight for my show from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Very special thanks to Red Wanting Blue, and very special thanks to Miss Nancy Sefton for setting this up with us. And do me one favor, ladies and gentlemen, have yourself a good day. That's all I ask.